anything in this camp that you said, here's what I got to do, anything in this camp that you focused on?
Just continually to be consistent. You know, that's been our word in our room, consistency. So just coming out every day and practicing as hard as we can and trying to get better, you know, every day out there on the field, and not having one of those practices where we can't do anything right, out there dropping balls and things like that. So, you know, I think we did a good job of this camp of just being consistent, just coming in every day and going out there and catching the ball and not having bad practices. You know, and I felt like, you know, that was one thing that I really, really did. I didn't have, like, bad practices, you know, and it was a good thing. You know, I wanted to go through that grueling month of no sleep and just get through there and just, you know, continue to get that done.
As you've become a target or focus of defenses, has that made you realize over the years just how important the little things are in practice?
Absolutely. You know, and I always say when you play fast out here and you go out as hard as you can in practice, the games are easy. You know, they're a whole lot easier. You know, things are moving a whole lot slower out there and things like that. And, you know, all the reps that you get out here, you just practice them and continue to get better at them. When you get the looks in the game, it's so easy. It comes up and, you know, you hit them. So, you know, we've been doing a good job, you know, out here just continuing just to be consistent. And, you know, that's what we want to do throughout the season.
How different are the expectations now, Roddy, from, you know, when you got here and, you know, back-to-back winning season or making the playoffs was considered a success? And obviously, I think the message is pretty clear that getting to the playoffs and losing again in the first game is not acceptable anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's a big difference. You know, from the first time I got here to now, you know, we've won a lot of games around here. And we've been consistent just getting to the playoffs, and now we just got to win when we get there. You know, and a lot is expected of us, you know, to go out there and win a lot of games, you know, because we have the last 4 years, and just go out there and win a playoff game. Everybody wants to see us win in the playoffs, and that's what we got to do.
Is there anything, any key to kind of turning that around? I mean, obviously, like you say, you seem to have, the regular season, y'all seem to have pretty good shape now and being consistent. But.
I just feel like we all got to be playing at a high level. You know, at that point in time during the season, you know, we all haven't put one together, and I'll just go out there and play as well as we can yet. So, you know, that's our thing. We just got to all be playing at a high level and, you know, be on top of the game and get on top of the game plan and go out there and focus as much as possible and treat it like a regular season game. Just pick up the tempo, because everybody does during the playoffs, and just go play fast.
It's got to be frustrating, too, because, like you say, with y'all, these last couple of years, you've had good regular seasons, and then, obviously, it hadn't gone well in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you get there and you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you're losing, you know you're capable of winning, it kind of sucks. You know, and you go back and you watch the tape and see a lot of things you could have done differently, and you just want to go back and play the game all over again, but you can't. So you just get ready for next year and, you know, go out there and try to solve those issues.
You and Julio challenge each other? I know you're buddies, but...
Every day is a challenge. Every day for us is a challenge. We go out there every day and try to compete against each other and try to get better. You know, and it's just not me. Julio is Harry out there. He does a good job of just pushing us every day and helping us to get better. And, you know, Tony does too. You know, he's one of the most consistent guys I've ever seen out here on the field. So we're all pushing each other. You know, we can all make plays and things like that. But we need that. You know, we need a lot of competition out here. Because if we don't, then we get complacent and satisfied. We won't get what we need done.
What do you think is the key to allowing this franchise to become consistent in the regular season? You know, and put together what used to be very difficult to do, and now it seems to kind of be rolling along very well now.
I mean, we got a real good quarterback. You know, that really that helps in this league when you got a good quarterback. You can go out there and, you know, you got a guy in the center that's consistent and, you know, brings his A game, you know, every game and things like that. You win a lot of games. You know, this is a, you know, quarterback-driven league. And, you know, when you got a good one, you got a chance.